I believe that you are someone who is suffering from an illness from which you cannot hope to be better. And because I too am suffering from something like that, I wondered if I could help you at all. I know that there must be times when you are fearful for yourself, but even more you are thinking of those you love. Perhaps you have children who are dependent on you, and you wonder just what would happen when you have gone. Or you may have a wife or a husband whom you love dearly, and you cannot bear to think of leaving. But I want to say this to you, that if you have the Lord Jesus first in your life, then you will know that to please Him, to go the path He's chosen for you, will only lead to happiness for you and for them. You know there is a passage in Psalms where God is described as saying that when your father and mother forsake you, He will take them up. Now I'm not suggesting for one minute that you are forsaking your dear ones. That's the very last thing you want to do. But I do want to remind you that our Heavenly Father knows your loved ones better even than you do, and loves them better than you do. And what is more, He knows their every need and has the power in His hands to supply that need, something which you could never do. So I think that if you think of the fact that when you are called away, God will still remain with those you leave behind, you will be able to leave them in the hands of the one who can do so much for them. Oh, I know this won't make the parting easier, but at least it will give you the joy of knowing that you are doing as your Heavenly Father wills. But let's think for a minute of yourself. Perhaps you are afraid of the suffering that lies ahead of you. But you know, if you love the Lord Jesus with your whole heart, realizing that He is with you, right close beside you all the time, you'll find that if you think of Him, that the pain, no, it won't go away, but the pain will at least be forgotten, or at least partially forgotten, in the joy of walking step by step with your Saviour. And He will walk with you to the end. Oh, I know there are many, many things you want to do, things that you feel you must do. But I think if you take each one of these separately to the loving Saviour and ask His will for that particular thing, He will show you what His will is, because He never lets us down. I don't think I have told you yet what is actually wrong with me. Well, amongst other things, it's my heart that is wrong. And I was told at the cardiac clinic not very long ago that I could go at any minute. I have blackouts, and I was told that the time would come sooner or later when I would no longer come round from that blackout. And I can remember how the doctor then was so surprised that I was not unhappy or miserable. He thought I didn't understand. But you see, I knew that if I didn't come round here, I would come round in glory with him, which was far better. Many times since then, I've had a blackout and come round, and I've almost cried to think that I've got to come back to a period of pain and discomfort. And then I've remembered that I am seeking to serve and honor him with my whole life. And I know that there is something that he wants me to do that I couldn't do if I were in heaven. There have been many times in my life when doctors have said, you can't get better, but God has said, yes, I want her to go on living. But this time, he gave me such peace and assurance in the knowledge that I couldn't ever hope to get well again, that I knew that he really wanted me at some point, that he knew and I knew not, to go to be with him. It wasn't very long ago that my doctor here was talking to me, trying to persuade me to go into hospital for good. Now, I must tell you that apart from my heart trouble, I have physically disabled and visually handicapped. I live alone and I have a bad internal illness and Parkinson's disease as well. Also, I'm just recovering from a stroke I had in 1976. So it's not surprising that the doctor said what he did. But I said to him, no, doctor, I want to stay on here because there are things that I can do for the Lord here that I couldn't do there, and I'm quite sure that it's his will that I should stay here. The doctor's reply to that was, well, Miss Marriott, you can't really say you're happy with all that pain to bear. And I made him smile because I said, well, doctor, my body isn't happy, but it wouldn't be anywhere. But the real me is quite happy in the Lord. And I really meant that because it doesn't matter about our body. Our arms and our legs and our mind, that's not us. That's just the body that clothes us. The real me is something deep down inside which we can't see and we can't really describe. But if the Lord Jesus is there, if he is king of our inward being, then it doesn't matter about the body at all. As I said before, we don't know how long we have, but we do know that the time is in his hand and he never fails. But we must remember that time with him is different from time with us, because we are told in Scripture that a moment in our time might be 1,000 years or 1,000 years as a moment. And we can hang on to that with joy because, you see, it may well mean that although we are parted from our loved ones, the parting may seem to us to be but for a moment. We do know that whatever the timing is, it's perfect if it's God's timing, because all he does is perfect. I don't know how old you are. You may be quite young, and you may be thinking, oh, it's not fair that I should have to go just now. But you know that is something that you can put on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus, and He will carry it for you. And I can tell you this, that even if you are young, He has promised the young and the old together that if we come to Him, He will give us peace and rest. To someone who is ill, what a wonderful sound that word rest has. And as I've said before, what He gives us is perfect. And we think of perfect rest, not just rest of body, but rest of the whole of you. So that we can think of a future where there are no more troubles and trials, but where Jesus is the center of our very existence. There may be pain-filled days to lie ahead of us yet, but we do know this, that whatever pain we are called upon to bear, God has promised that He will never, never burden us beyond the strength that He has given us to bear that burden. And what is more, the Lord Jesus is by our side to take the burden from us and carry it Himself. The other day I came upon a quotation that I feel is very applicable to people like you and I just now. It goes somehow like this. Give me a heart resigned, submissive, meek, my dear Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone. And you know, if God grants us that prayer and gives us a heart like that, then we are ready to take our place in glory. How can we resent the fact that we're going there perhaps sooner than some others? It can only bring peace and joy and happiness to us. There's another quotation. I'm afraid I don't know where it comes from, but it does, I think, give us peace just now. It goes, for He the gates will open that I may enter in. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it, that when He does call us, we shan't be left to go alone, but that Jesus will be there to welcome us into that place that He's prepared for us. I think that verse goes on, for He has purchased our redemption and forgiven all our sin. Now if He can forgive our sin, it's not at all hard to know that He can restore our body. Indeed, He does more than that. He gives us a new body. No more pain, no more suffering, but a body that is completely new. I can't close without making some reference to the pain-filled days and weary, pain-filled nights that lie ahead of both of us. Do you know, in my own experience, I find that the Lord Jesus is so near to me, much nearer than any of my friends can ever be. And in the night, when exhausted with pain and unable to sleep, I nestle back. It is His loving arms that steal around me, and He bends over and whispers so gently to me, "It's all right, I am here, and I love you." Which reminds me of that verse of Scripture which says, "I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worth it to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." My words may not have been much comfort to you, but I can tell you what will be a comfort, and that is if you put your eyes upon the Lord Jesus, remembering that he is standing right close beside you all the time, that he's much nearer to you than the telephone, and that his loving arms are there around you all the time, whatever you have to bear. And then, if you remember that this same Jesus is the one who is waiting to take you to glory, and that when you come to die, it will but be a falling asleep to this world, to wake up in that wonderful place where the Lord Jesus reigns in glory. No pain, no sorrow there, but only joy, the perfect joy which only the Lord can give us.
Correct. Correct.